Bezos from his book, we begin Perek Tashid, the ninth chapter in the Rambam, Masechta Shkagos, and the laws of Karbonos as they relate to mistakes, to errors, in the Sefer Karbonos in the book of private sacrifices. We're continuing the theme of the previous Perek, which we discussed, Asham Tali, which is the Asham, but it's when someone committed a sin that he's not sure of, that would have made him liable a Chatzis, which we had been speaking about. Then he brings Asham Tali. And this Perek, the Rambam discusses that of Asham Vaday, which is actually that which is a definitive sin, but is the Torah tells us to bring a different type of a carbon, not a chatas, but that of an asham. As Rambam gets halacha of regarding who is obligated in this asham vade. A chamash averis, maybe carbon asham, specific five sins, the gzeiros hakasa, the Torah tells us that the one has to bring an asham, a guilt offering. For one, and that's what's called asham vade, in contrast to the asham tal we spoke about in the previous parak, a definitive asham. Shari in the bumashim safik. Here the asham is not coming because of a situation of doubt. Ve'elohin, and the five are ashivcha charufa, regarding a maidservant who is half maidservant and actually half free woman who is engaged to an Ebert Ivri, to a Jewish slave, as Ram tells in Perikim Halachas Asor B'Halacha Yad Gimel. And as Ram is going to explain each one of these cases, Val Gazel regarding robbery, Val Ma'ila regarding misappropriation of Hektish, Val Tumas Nazar regarding a Nazar who is Tamei Val Tzeras, and someone who had the Tum of Tzeras, Kishayita Memenu, in these last two cases, when he purifies from them, they have to bring a carbon. These five situations are obligated in bringing Asham Vavi. As Rambam explains, first case, Ashivcha Charufa case. So what's the case of the half-maidservant? Habal Ashivcha Charufa. So if someone's intimate with the Shivcha Charufa, which again, we said is engaged to an Ebed Ivri, and if he has relations with her, Bein Bezad Men Bishkag, whether deliberately or whether erroneously, which is unique, but that's the halacha, maybe Asham, that person has to bring a guilt offering. Now, vuhu, but there are certain stipulations. Shatia has to be that the maidservant was gedayla, an adult. Umazida, she was deliberate. Ubitzaina, she did it consensually. Vitibu'ula, and she was already a non-virgin. And it was she had been kedarka, had relations already once before in the normal way. Ubigamar bia, and it has to be that her husband already had completed the act of intimacy, where that the whole organ had penetrated, because if not, then not necessarily were the virginity, the basulim have torn out, and therefore then her body would not have changed. And the reason for this is Kadesh Tilka, so that when she's an adult and she's doing deliberately, then the Shivcha Charufa herself will be liable for lashes for having intimacy with this other man. Shenem, like it says in the Pasuk of Yikra, it says, B'kairis Tia B'kairis, that there should be B'kairis. And then Behibias Hashamah, then the man who's having intimacy with the woman will have to bring a carbon ashim, which he like, but who may be carbon. Then, meaning she's going to get lashes, they get two different liabilities, she gets lashes, and he brings a carbon. Now, Bekairis either means Malkus, to teach us that, and the reason why it would be called this is because whoever gets lashes, they call psukim from the Torah on the person when he's getting lashes, and Bekairis is the terminology of Kriya, or we actually check and see how much the person could withstand and tolerate of the 39 lashes, and be curious of the terminology of a bikira and bedika, of checking. So what is har getting lashes, which are all that criteria, and have to do with his bringing a carbon asham? So halacha base, when Rabbi Yashmu Lamdu from tradition, they learn, Shabizman Shehichayevaz Malkas, the Pasuk says together, Bekiris Tia, she gets these lashes, and he brings the asham to teach us, Shabizman Shehichayevaz Malkas, when she's liable for lashes, which has all those stipulations, and only then who chayev carbon, then he's liable for his carbon asham. When she's exempt from lashes, who put him a carbon exempt from a carbon? Therefore, he requires that she has all these criteria for him to be liable. His ashem vade, but the shivcha charufa. Now, halacha gimel, ben tesha shana b'yom echad, a 9-year-old boy who already his act is considered an act of bia, shaba shivcha charufa, that he is intimate with the shivcha charufa. So he like a, but who made a carbon? She gets lashes, and he brings a carbon. Which the Rambam says, but your early it appears to me shani mevi atcha yagdol v'yibendas, but that he won't actually bring the carbon until he becomes an adult. And then he'll have consciousness, which is required of someone who's bringing a carbon. So although he's liable, even though he's not an adult, but as long as he's 9 years old, which we learn now from the Pasuk, of what exactly is the age bracket for the liability, but still to actually bring it to the Rambam, he waits until he's bar mitzvah. Halacha dal, na kevar b'yaron of Hilchas Bias, so he's already explained the laws of forbidden relations, which in Per Gimel from Hilchas Yisrael B'Alochid Gimel Halacha Tezvav, that mahi ha-shivcha charufa amur b'teru, what is this, as we already explained, what's the shivcha charufa that's mentioned in the Torah, and b'she'in chayavim, and those that are not liable, mean that the liability is not, each one accordingly, the man, a carbon, the shivcha charufa malkis, at she'yivul kedarka v'yigmar, So besides the criterion that she had to be coming into the situation, has to be that the relations, this forbidden relations that they had, is that it's in the normal way, vaginally, and also that there's a gemar of the bia, the whole act of cohabitation. Now, the figure, therefore, since the liability is only when there's a gemar bia, so let's say two people say, we saw that you had relations with the shivcha harufa. Moimah says, I didn't have relations. Neman, he's believed, even though generally we believe two witnesses over the person, and he doesn't have to bring a carbon based on their testimony. Why? He knows if he completed his act of cohabitation or not, and they don't, they can't know that. So we interpret when he said, I didn't have bia, in other words, as if he's saying, I didn't finish it. So they can't testify on that, so we believe him over that. Obviously, we don't believe him that he didn't do anything, because that we do believe two witnesses that he did it. But again, since it has to be gemar biyam, we believe him in that way. Halacha hey, habala shivcha biyas harbi. Someone had many acts of intimacy with the shivcha harufa. Sein chayv alashem echad, only reliable for one guilt offering. Kitzad, the Rambam explains. Habala shivcha biyas harbi bezadnev. If a man had relations with the shivcha harufa, many acts of intimacy deliberately, which we said here, zadn shkaga is the same thing, which is generally not the case, or he had intimacy with her many times by mistake, and then he becomes aware of that, and even if he really had an awareness, and then again he had intimacy with her by mistake, and then he became aware of it, even 100 times with 100 laps of awareness, because if he wouldn't have known about it in between, then even other prohibitions is only going to be liable one chattis, as we said in Perek Hei, Halacha Aleph. Even if he had a idea, Mark of Hashem Echad, that's the halacha that's unique from the Gzeris HaKasa by the Shivcha Harufa, is only being one carbon Hashem. Umeskabalei alakol, and is again atonement for them all. Al Zdoin Nishabab, Al Shkogas, that which you did deliberately, did by mistake, by Shivcha Harufa doesn't make a difference. Now, but Ramon, when we say this, that one Hashem for many, even though there's many ideas, is specifically with Shivcha Achas, if it was all these many times with the same woman. But if it was with many different shivcha harufas, then actually, even if it was one lapse of awareness, then it's liable a separate carbon asham for each and every one of those women, because their bodies separate to create a separate liability of carbon. But let's say baal shivcha. Let's say he was intimate with the maidservant, and he already separated the carbon asham. And then again, he was intimate with her after he already had separated the carbon ashram. Oh, here chayav kolachas v'achas. Here he actually will be liable for each one independently. Shahafrasha mechalakis, because although yedius is not mechalak b'shivcha harufa as it normally is b'chatas, but the separation of a carbon which is already ready for that will already divide. V'nimtzu kimisha hikrav achakach bol. It's like it already was sacrificed, and then he was intimate, which obviously that cannot work retroactive. He would have to bring a new ashram. So too over here, even if it was just a hafrasha. So too, if let's say there was five acts of intimacy in one lapse of awareness by one maidservant, the and becomes aware of one of them now. Although, as we said, regarding, let's say, eating forbidden fats, so that awareness would separate, as we said in Perek Vav Halacha Tes, the awareness itself would not separate, most definitely it's not going to separate after the sin itself, unless there's also the Hifrish HaShamayim. So not only did he become aware, he already separated Ashim because he only became aware of one of them. He then became aware of the second one. So Mafash Ashim Achim, he has separated another Karba Ashim. Because although they were all done in one lapse of awareness, since he only became aware of the second and third one, only after he had already separated a carbon for it, just like as if he was intimate after he had already separated the carbon, although it's only the idea that came after that. Because the halacha of mistaken or deliberateness by the shivcha harufa, echad hu is all the same, and therefore it's not only the yedius that it's going to separate until there's also with it a hafrasha of a carbon. Halacha zayin continues next asham badai, that of asham gezelas. Ala gozel kesed, what's the asham badai one has to bring for robbing? So it's kol mishyesh biyad mishaber pruto v'mala mimaman yisrael. It's someone who has at least that of the value of a pruto, which is the lowest denomination of currency, and anything more than that from a Jew's money. And this is Bein Shegazali, whether he robbed it from him, which is straight out in the open, or Bein Sheganava, whether he stole from him, which is discreetly, or Bein Shefkidisle, whether he had deposited the money from him, or he lent it to him, or Mishum Shutus, or because of some type of a partnership, or Mishal Terach, whatever way it is, but the guy has someone else's money. But covered by and he denies he has that person's money. Even Nishbala Shek, and he even doubles down and he swears falsely. Bein Mzod, Bein Mishkaga, here also, it doesn't make a difference if he did it deliberately or did it by mistake. Hareza, maybe Ashim Al Chetai. So when he finally admits his guilt, he has to bring a guilt offering for this sin. Zeronika, this is what's called Hashem Gezeilus, the Hashem of robbing. Now, it's also explicit in the Torah that he does not get atonement for this Hashem that he's bringing until he also gives back the money that he has of the owner. Although there's an added fifth penalty that he has to give, that does not withhold the atonement. Kfar Be'an Hilchot Shavuos already explained the laws of oaths in Perek Zayin and Perek Ches. That meaning what he means to say is that when is there going to be a liability of a korban Hashem gezelus for this false oath that he made of someone else's money? If Amos says you put him in, then when is he going to be exempt from that oath? And while is derech yischayev Hashem is rabbis kaminuchi b'shvus, and when is there going to be a liability of many Hashems for the amount of oaths that he made? While is derech lo yischayev ala Hashem echad, and what path would it be that there would not be more than one liability for all the many oaths that he had made? Halacha Ches continues with the next Hashem Ba'adi, that of Hashem Me'ilis. Al Me'ilikates that for misappropriation from Hekdesh, what's the case of being chayv in this Hashem Ba'adi? So, Kala Nenim Shabbat Pruta min Hekdesh Bishkaka. Whoever has benefit, has some pleasure, that of the worth of a Pruta from Hekdesh by mistake, specifically Bishkaka, has all these halachas, is Machzim Hashem. So, first he has to give back what he had pleasure because it wasn't his. The Yusuf Chemish has to add a fifth, and the Yaakov Hashem has to bring this carbon Hashem of Hashem Me'ilis, and the Iskapoli, then he gets atonement. Fabian and Hilchas Me'ilah already explained the laws of Me'ilah in Perek Av Halacha Dalet, Shakorban v'Hakeren Ma'akvan Akapar, that the Korban Asham and the principle that withholds the atonement, but here also Be'en Ochemish Ma'akav, the added fifth of the penalty, does not hold back the atonement. Halacha Tes, Oichem Adavash Amoyim Baif. Someone eats from something that there would be Me'ilah on, it's Hektish's food, and he eats it b'chamisha tamchayin, in five different dishes, meaning it was cooked in five different dishes, so it's like five different cooked dishes. And he eats it b'helem echad, in one lapse of awareness. So even though it's from one carbon, every separate dish he eats that of the worth of a pruta, he's going to be a separate ashram for each and every one of those dishes. Why? Unique halacha b'meila, that the dishes that they were cooked as a separate dish separates for a liability of misappropriation. It's like as if many different species of prohibitions. Although it does not divide by a liability of karas, meaning by other isurim, we don't have such halacha. We don't say because it was cooked in a separate dish, it's a separate isur. But chumi, it says that this is a stringency that you have by me'ila, that the dishes will separate for a separate liability. Chum Yiseriyash B'Me'ilah, now is an additional stringency that you also have by Me'ilah. Shari Asabah HaMahane Kanene. They made the one who's giving pleasure like the one who's having pleasure. So if someone gives to a second person something of Hekdesh that he should eat or have pleasure from, the one who gave it is going to be liable, not the one who received it. And then it's Tereves L'Zman Ruba. Although generally when one eats something, it has to be with Kol Kedei Achilas Pras, has to be an amount of time of within 2 to 9 minutes. But regarding Me'ilah, it could be even a long extended of time that they'll combine for the share of liability of a Shavah Pruta. And v'shlich sh'asa sh'chusay, when the agent does the agency, the one who sent him, chayv ha'mishalech. Although generally say, in shlich ha'davera, say the one who does it is the one liable. Here the one who sent that person will be liable for that Me'ilah, mash'ein dvar Me'ilah b'shar yisum, which we don't have these things by other prohibitions. Halacha Yud continues regarding this idea that the Hashem Ba'adai, it has to have a definitive awareness. Kolam uchuyiv Hashem Ba'adai, whoever is liable for the Hashem Ba'adai, tzach shivod lechetu itchila. He has to know about his sin first of all. V'achkech Yaakov Hashem, then he can bring his Karban Hashem. Avon mekrivu kum shivodle, but let's say he brought it before he was aware of it. But noy la'achar shikav, and then became aware after he had sacrificed. So ein lo, has not been fulfilled his Karban Hashem. Now, b'chol chet shachayov nilam Hashem Ba'adai, now, any sin that creates a liability of Hashem Ba'adai, these five cases that we discussed, so Echad HaMelech, whether it's the king, whether it's the anointed Kohen Gadol, or Sharam, or it's a regular person, Shavim by the all the same, they all have these same halachas for this Hashem Ba'adai. Halach Yud Aleph, now Kol Chet Shachayim Melav Hashem Ba'adai, so again, any sin that creates a liability for this Hashem Ba'adai, Im Nistabek Lo Yim Asu Aloyah, so and let's say he's not sure if he did it or he didn't do, so here, part Mekom, he's going to be exempt from any liability because the halacha of the previous parak of Hashem Talai is only on something that the Zadinus covers and the Shagaga would be Chattas. Here, the Shagaga would be an Hashem Vadai, therefore, itself it actually does not create a liability of Hashem Talai. The Fikr Zer Habal Yod Svek Me'ilah, so therefore, if someone it comes to a situation where he's not sure if he committed Me'ilah, and the Chayav Klum, he's not going to be liable for anything. Kamesh Ban Hilchas Me'ilah, like we explained the laws of Me'ilah parak of Halacha, hey, because, like we said, its definite violation would be an Hashem Vadai. A suffix on Hashem Ba'adai does not create a liability of Hashem Tali. Halachi based. Let's say in front of him was a piece of unconsecrated meat and a consecrated piece of meat, that of hektish. Achal achas men ben yudu ezehi. Now he eats one of them, he doesn't know which one he ate. So like we said, pot is going to be exempt because there's no Ashem Talay on the Ashem Vade, which is Ashem Me'ilas. Chaz of achal esashne, but then if he subsequently goes and eats the second piece, then maybe Ashem Me'ilas, so then he's going to bring an Ashem because most definitely he ate both pieces, definitely had misappropriation. So bring an Ashem Vade for the Me'ilah. And ochel achar sashim, but let's say someone else ate the second piece, well then shnei b'tumah, then you can both be exempt because each one of them is not sure to commit a meila or not. Again, there's no ashem taloi on the asham meilas. Halacha yud gimel, chaticha shel chaylev v'chaticha shel hektish. Let's say these two pieces that are prohibited, but for different reasons. One's forbidden fats, and one is that of hektish. So ochel achas, man, if he eats one of these two pieces by mistake, so maybe ashem taloi m'shem chaylev. He's going to be an ashem taloi, not because of meila, because the hektish piece that we said you don't, but he has to bring Ashem Tolik because maybe he ate the chaylev piece. Now, achal es hashni, if he subsequently eats the second piece, maybe chatas ala chaylev. Although he had brought Ashem Tolik up until now because we weren't sure, oh, now that he knows for sure that he ate the chaylev, he has to bring for that mistake carbon chatas. And v'ashem vade shel me'ilah al hektish, shall also bring the definite Ashem for misappropriation of hektish because one of these two pieces was hektish and he ate both pieces. But let's say ba'achar v'achal es hashni, let's say someone else came along and ate the second piece. Well, then afashen maybe Ashem Tali, then again, also the second person brings Ashem Tali because each one's not sure if he ate the chaylev piece or not. Now, chaticha shel chaylev. Let's say there was a piece of forbidden fats. The chaticha shel chaylev hektish. And the second piece was also chaylev, but it was also that of hektish. Ochel achzman, if he eats one of those pieces, maybe chatas. Again, the only brings a chatas because he definitely ate chaylev, but again, you don't bring for the suffix of that of hektish. Ochel es hashniya. Let's say it's the second piece after he already was aware of the first one, which we say yediyas amachalkis, the awareness separates liabilities because in one lapse of awareness only chayv for one. So in this case, maybe shtechatoy says to bring two sin offerings for the two pieces. Each one was chaylev, one was chulin, one was hektish, but they both were chaylev. V'ashem v'adal milase, and then for the fact that one of them was hektish, which you know for sure you ate both pieces, you have to bring a definite ashem of that of an asham meilas. But let's say ba'achar ba'achal sashni. But let's say a second person came and ate the second piece. So zem maybe chatas, vezem maybe chatas. Each one definitely ate a piece of chaylev. One might have had the one of hektish, but both eating chaylev. So therefore, each one has to bring a chatas. But that bovar, only that. And there's no ashram tali because maybe it would violate an ila. Because again, there's no ashram tali on an ashram. And this is kvar bi'arnim hilchas machos. So it's already explained in the laws of forbidden food items in Perek Yudal Halachas Yotches and Yotes. Me'izatam noisif isra hektish al isra chaylev. Why is it that we were mentioning cases like this, as we just said right now? How could it be that the isra of hektish could take effect on the isra of chaylev, where you have an animal and there are forbidden fats in that animal, and then you make this into a hektish? This is already forbidden as chaylev. We always say in isra chalisa, another isra of hektish cannot take effect. How could it have both isurim? And the reason for that is because, although generally we say in isra chalisa, hektish could take effect on the isra chaylev because it's called the isra maisiv. Because this forbidden fats was only forbidden to be eaten. When you sanctify the animal, it becomes also forbidden to have benefit, pleasure from it. Oh, since what's called it maisiv, it's increasing another isra in this of hana. So then it also adds on to the isra chila to make it liable, which hektish also not allowed to eat, to be liable not only for chila, but also that of hektish. And then therefore you'll have the isra chal on the previous isra. And again, anything that's like these isra, you have the same idea, which again, if you have a suffix regarding that of the asham vadi, you're not going to bring asham tali. And again, if you do know, you'll bring the asham ilas, and also then you'll bring your chatas, because you definitely violate it if something that's reliable chatas, like that of chaylev.